When biologist Chris Martin finds a peregrine falcon nest, he marks off the area with an orange sign.
The sign basically says, don't enter the posted area. We need your help to avoid disturbance to peregrines that are here.
Martin works with New Hampshire Audubon and the state's Fish and Game Department. Peregrine falcons are a threatened species in New Hampshire, and every spring and summer, Martin closes off certain areas to protect their nests. Today, I've joined him at the Rumney Rocks climbing area near Plymouth, New Hampshire.
And that's it.
Close that. And lock. Oh, not lock it yet. I'm going to show you this.
This area is part of the White Mountains National Forest, where many of the 25 to 30 pairs of peregrines in the state nest for several weeks each year. During that time, it's vital that the eggs incubate. One of the falcons in the pair must be on top of the nest at all times. But Martin says falcons can get spooked by an animal or person who comes too close to a nest, and that would be dangerous for the eggs.
The bird on the nest would come off, and exposing the eggs to either heat or cold or the potential of a predator.
The problem with this site is that on a nice early summer day, it's packed with climbers. Rumney Rocks is a destination. On weekends, you're bound to see license plates from Massachusetts, Vermont, Connecticut, New York, even Quebec. People love the feel of climbing on granite. And this year, the main cliff is closed to protect nesting peregrine falcons. It's one of Rumney's most popular climbing areas.
Yeah, check this. This is the cliff we're going to up here. It's pretty massive.
One of this area's regular climbers is Dan Offsprung. He says Rumney has many great cliffs, unlike some areas that have just one. That means the closure of the main cliff isn't too big of a deal, except if you're projecting. In climbing lingo, projecting means working on a specific route over and over again until you can climb it perfectly without any falls.
If you had a project at Main Cliff that you thought you were going to finish and then the closure came along, that would be a really, that could be a potentially really significant disruption to your climbing, and if you're a serious climber, a significant disruption to your life.
These closures can really set a climber back on their goals. But Offsprung says most climbers understand the importance of their sport coexisting with nature and wildlife. And they have a personal motivation. Respecting the rules is part of getting access to these natural places. Offsprung says some climbers would be happy to get involved in the decision-making about what areas are closed and for how long.
I know that there are people who, if they had the opportunity to go out and help the management service of whatever kind make these decisions in what they think is a more accurate way that would lead to opening the climb sooner, I know there are people who would go and do that.
Later on, I called Martin to ask what he thinks. Could climbers help monitor and protect the peregrine falcons? I caught him while he was observing some baby peregrines near Portsmouth.
I actually use a number of rock climbers as my eyes and ears at some of these sites. The problem is that it's a very diverse community with lots of skill levels, not only in their climbing ethics and as far as wildlife and all the rest goes, but their knowledge of the birds. So it's a big challenge to try to do that without other verification.
So for most climbers, they'll just need to wait. Martin did have an update on how things went this year at Rumney.
We did fledge 3 chicks from there. That's definitely a success this year.
And the main cliff is back open to climbers. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Julia Furukawa.